morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Morning English. This is Chase.
Good morning, everyone. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Summer, there's something I have to confess.
Okay. Go ahead, I guess.
Right. So, in an all-nighter, I've gone all the way. I've been all over it from top to bottom. And although I know I'm not all there, for all know I'll never have it all together, but you can't win them all. So once and for all, I want to say...
Chase, 你是不是说了一段绕口令？我现在满脑子里只有 all 的这个单词。
Exactly. So before we go on with that, well, we'll need to have today's lesson. Our topic...10 useful idioms with the word all.
对，所以今天啊，我们就来聊一聊用到 all 这个单词的十个好用的习语表达。今天干货笔记呢，也都为大家整理好了，欢迎大家微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
All right, so to begin, number one and number two on today's list, all-nighter and all of the way.
All-nighter, what does that mean?
An all-nighter is staying up and up completely awake through the whole night, usually to do something.
Oh, so all-nighter 指的就是熬夜，那可以和哪个动词搭配呢？
We usually use the word pull or do, like in these two sentences. She is pulling an all-nighter to finish a project before the deadline, and he's doing an all-nighter watching his favorite TV series.
Right, 所以以后熬夜看剧、熬夜工作就可以用到这个 pull an all-nighter. 这是我们讲的第一个习语。那第二个呢 all the way.
All the way. This is simply doing something completely, or using an unusual amount of effort to get something done.
For example, what about going all the way from Beijing to Tibet on bicycle?
Yeah, or even better, what about an ambitious new recruit who went...all the way to become the office's best paid employee, huh?
Keep dreaming. 所以这个 all the way 其实起的就是强调的作用。从北京呢一路骑单车去西藏就可以说 go from Beijing to Tibet. 但是加上一个 go all the way, 就强调了这一路有多难。Go all the way from Beijing to Tibet.
So, number three, the expression, for all I know. This is to give your opinion on a matter-of-fact situation.It's a somewhat softer way of expressing your opinion. Based on what I know, and I don't know everything, such and such is or isn't the case.
所以这个 for all I know 就可以用来表达个人观点，意思是据我所知 for all I know.
Imagine I ask you, do you know if the manager is going to have us come in and work overtime on the weekend?
I might say, for all I know, he'll have us come in on the weekend and work overtime.Evenings all next week.
Yikes! Yeah, you're kidding, I hope. Well, anyways, the next is know-it-all. This is somebody who seems to know everything and lets everybody know that they know. So for example, I used to try to act smart and like I knew everything until I realized that nobody actually likes a know-it-all.
Yeah, know-it-all. 这个表达用的特别多，就用来描述那种自以为什么都懂的人。而且通常是带有贬义的语气。如果想说他就是一个这样的万事通，我们就可以说 He's such a know-it-all.
By the way, Summer, I like to make it clear that even though I try to keep it quiet, I really do know it all. Did you know?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, know-it-all. Tell us what the next two are.
Number five and six. To have it all together and not all there. We use these two to describe somebody who'sOn one hand, very capable and successful, and on the other, someone perhaps who isn't very smart or capable at all.
这两个表达可以一块记 Have it all together, 就是说某人特别成功，什么都有。For example, I was so impressed the candidate at the interview. He's got it all together. He's the perfect for the job.
Was his name Chase?
Wow.
not all there. This is quite the opposite. That is...Not intelligent, not completely focused on an activity or present. So I can say, when I first wake up, I'm not all there. I need to have a coffee first before I really come alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 指的就是不在状态，早上还没有睡醒，就是 I'm not all there.
Next one would be all over something. It means to like or to enjoy something so much you're passionate about it and perhaps almost a little crazy.
那这个表达呢All over something 就可以用来替代特别喜欢，不要总是说 like blah blah very much， 而可以说 I'm all over something.
So we can say when they brought out the cake, I was all over it.
It must be a good cake.
It was. Anyway, number 8, free for all. We use this expression to describe a situation, often a kind of fight, one that's crazy and non-restricted.
Oh, 就比如双十一大家疯狂买买买的这个状态就可以说 free for all. 那这个词组可以就描述有一点混乱有一点点疯狂的状态。
Yeah, or another example. Cake again. After they brought the cake out, it was a free for all. It was first come, first serve, and everybody was competing to get a slice before it was gone.
Still thinking about the cake? Get it together, Chase. Alright, now the final two.
You're right. Number 9.You can't win them all. This is an expression of acceptance after a loss or disappointment. So, if after an interview, I receive a notice that I didn't get a certain job, I might say, oh well, you can't win them all.
那这个表达就可以用来安慰其他的人了。意思是你不可能什么都有，你不能一直是赢家吧。You can't win them all.
And to finish, number 10, once and for all.
Once and for all has a similar meaning to finally. 那这个表达和 finally 意思都差不多，表示最终、终于。
After a long process, I put or try to put an end to something. After many months of hard work, I finish and I can say once and for all. I finished once and for all.
Or once and for all, we make the end of today's lesson.
Ah, indeed.
Alright, 所以今天呢干货满满的和 all 相关的十个习语都已经整理好了笔记给大家。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thanks everybody for tuning in with us at Morning English. This is Chase.
This is Summer. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。